Father God, we thank you that you've made us more than conquerors. More than conquerors through all these things. Lord, thank you that you've chosen to lavish your love upon us. You're pouring that love over us right now. And Father, I just pray against anything that would stop us receiving your love. Father, we break these things off in Jesus' name. We ask that you would fill this place, fill the body of Christ here this morning with your love. Lord, help us to receive it. Take away all the taunts and the temptations and any accusations that the devil would lodge against us. Lord, we are non-stick for you, Lord. None of that stuff sticks to us anymore. We are your children. Father God, take us from this place, remembering afresh and anew that your love will never fail. We are your conquerors, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Just as the worship team are coming up for our song, we're going to sing a song, and then we're going to have an opportunity just to pray for each other, because we thought earlier, should we have an invitation for people to come down the front? But actually, I'm not sure that there'd be any single person that isn't affected by either sometimes holding up that umbrella or sometimes listening to the words of that we shouldn't be listening to, that those things are being distracted from God's love. And so we're going to sing this song, and then we're just going to spend a moment just praying for somebody near you. And I'm not going to say put your hand up if you're that person or not stand up or anything, because I think all of us need it. So we're, at the end of this song, going to stay standing, and we're just going to pray for each other. I'll lead us in that. So let's worship.
Thank you. just before we pray, I think maybe there's some here that need to be reminded that God's word is true and God's word is solid. And sometimes at the beginning of when we're thinking, we kind of like think with a train of thought, a train, and we put our feelings at the front of it. And our feelings sway all over the place. And so God's love is there, but we're not feeling it. And so we say, God doesn't love me because I'm not feeling it. But actually, we need the fact of the Bible, the facts of God's word at the front of that, that's pulling that train along, that's pulling our thoughts along. And whatever we're feeling, we say, I'm going to hold on to what God says. And God says that he loves you. God says there is nothing that can separate you from his love. So just get near somebody, stand next to somebody. If you don't want to be prayed for, that's fine to say, I'm fine. But just lay your hand on somebody's shoulder and either out loud or quietly under your breath, just pray God's blessing on that person. Pray for protection. Pray that they will be able to keep their umbrella down and know what God's love is over this next week, over these next months. Pray that their ears would be tuned into God instead of tuned into anything the devil would say to them. Pray that they know what it is to have that team around them when they're walking through that proverbial supermarket, that they have the Holy Spirit and they have the Son of God and they have the Father all walking around with them doing life. Let's just take a moment to pray for each other. Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for the truth that you love us and that nothing can separate us. And Father, we're going to finish now singing of your love, singing that your love goes on forever.
The mountain.
and that's absolutely fine. Please don't leave without coming and spending a bit more time in prayer, because we don't want you to go home the same as how you came in. And if things have come to the surface because of what's been said this morning, that's the Holy Spirit working, and he doesn't want you to go home opened up and a mess. We want to help you bring that to God. So stay, join us for a coffee, spend some time chatting and getting to know each other and spending time with each other, and be blessed over this week.